We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're spending the hour chatting with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells, the District 3 representative here in Riley County. And we'll take your phone calls here at 785-537-1350. You've got a question or a concern. And, you know, I know a lot of folks right now, as they look ahead to this election, Mr. Wells, have some questions about the half-cent sales tax and that the city is proposing, and it's a little different from what the county has proposed in the past. Isn't that right?
That's correct. You know, it's a shame in a way because that the city commission couldn't work or wouldn't work with the county commission, because even though the alleged net to the city would be less than them adding Park County, the benefit to the entire Raleigh County, including the city of Manhattan and the small cities, was much greater. The onerous part is that the city has to use that because of their debt, and that should never have occurred. You know, the city should keep up with the bills, you know, independently of that, but that's not the case. The only thing that I, when people call and ask me about the sales tax, I don't advise them to vote yes or no. It's a personal for them to vote. I don't want to influence them. My lament is, out here on all the advertising, the half-cent sales tax in the city is not being truthfully presented, because it's presented as possibly lowering property tax, which is absolutely false. It may or could reduce the city mill levy, maybe. I doubt it because of the debt, but what it's going to mean, looking at our bridges and roads, we've got 12 bridges now that have to be looked at every year instead of every 2 years. And so from 2023 to 2033, there's a very, very good chance that it's going to raise the mill levy in the county, which is Manhattan 2, by between 6 and 10 mills. Or we just close the roads, and that's not going to happen because our roads don't lay in a nice, orderly grid where you could just close the road and then make the people drive around the block. And so just not advocating for or against. I think that needs to be presented to the voters to be honest and truthful. There's a possibility it could add 6 to 10 mills onto property tax. And that's one lament. The other is it is a new tax. However, it doesn't increase the Raleigh County side, but it is not a county half-cent sales tax.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. We do have a caller here with a question. Good morning. We've got Robert on the line. Good morning.
Yes, I wanted to thank you for your efforts on our Wildcat Creek, the retention ponds that could be constructed out there along the fence line at Fort Riley for all that watershed that's going to come roaring down through Wildcat Creek again. We've lost so much taxable real estate along Wildcat Creek. When you will again see the water run over the top of Scenic Drive there at the bridge, and when you go down south on Seth Child, look over in the empty parking lot, and we've lost an economic engine there with the restaurants that have all been bulldozed out because of the increased flooding, and over in the apartments on the east side of Seth Child. When they went to inform the people there was going to be a flood, we lost 2 police cars in there. That's $100,000. And now, of course, with our traffic being disrupted down on 24 because they have to increase the bridge openings to handle that volume of water that they're going to project to come in and flood again, my goodness. And then the economic engine, of course, with the restaurants there, the investor losing his income, and the owners of the restaurants losing their income, and the cooks not working there, and the staff, and the maintenance people keeping the refrigeration going and redecorating the restaurants along as they go, and the printers printing up the menus. It's just a loss to the whole community when that water comes down through there and takes out that economic engine. Thank you so much for all your efforts on that flood retention.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I kind of neglected that initially here. I'm glad that you brought that back to my attention, because that's one of the reasons I ran. I've got nearly half, three-quarters of a mile of Wildcat on me, plus Little Kitten Creek dumps in the middle of my place. And I've followed this since 1965. Actually, the city, of course, at our meetings, has tried to point out that the water comes from the county. Well, could be called a benefit district. And guess who would benefit from flood control? And that would be the city of Manhattan, because the farmers, everybody on Wildcat Creek, they have all the detention bases. I mean, not detention bases, but the terraces and ponds and things, because they want to keep the water on their farm. And they're not at fault for that. One of the faults was right west of me, there was 20-some acres developed, filled up with apartments, a good big concrete wall put around it, which forced the water into Charlie Potter's place and almost into the doctor's clinics. And I went down and shot all that in with a level. If the water had been allowed to go over in the housing south of Wildcat and into Pebble Brook, the creek could follow its original meanders that are coming straight across me, straight down to Garden Way and those restaurant row and stuff, you know. So I've been working with three people who want to put detention basins on some tributaries into Wildcat. I talked to one this past week. He actually went ahead and put a small one in. He put a small detention basin, and it's going to take a little money. But there again, the Wildcat group here in town, I think they'll just sit and talk about this because they deny what I know, how and why the flooding occurred. And when they built the bridge over Wildcat Creek on Scenic, I was being like in construction, not sitting there watching, but I asked them why they ran the bridge down in the creek instead of over it. And sure enough, the Wildcat went over the top of that bridge at least three times. And then to top off to insult, they put a great big concrete dam on top of there, or wall, that flooded two more houses to the west, a couple of friends of mine. So there's been a lot of things done wrong. And so the only hope we have now is to detain that water upstream on a 48-hour to 72-hour drain out. And, of course, that takes money and someone in authority to... It'll have to be through FEMA and the state ADHE. And how to accomplish that, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough thing to try to figure out. And I know there's a lot of concerns, obviously, with flooding. And going back even 2 years ago with that Labor Day flood, that was probably the most recent significant flood that we saw involving Wildcat Creek. Getting back to the sales tax question here, I'm curious if the county was ever approached by the city, or if it had ever been discussed about having some sort of joint city-county-county sales tax, maybe to benefit not just Riley, but also Pottawatomie County side and the city of Manhattan?
Well, of course, the Riley County sales tax would have just been Riley County. I think the city should have gone along with that portion. When we said at a city-county-county meeting, reluctantly, we three county commissioners, the city said they wanted to be in charge, take over. They would take care of the sales tax, and then they would speak to it that we had the money for the county and the small towns, small cities. And so, reluctantly, we agreed. So we left the meeting that Thursday, and I think it was on March 6th or something. Now, I didn't get a notice, but I had to read it in the paper that the city decided, the heck with us, they were just going to go on their own. And I think that the Pottawatomie County side should have been dealt with between the city and Pottawatomie County, and left the city, the Raleigh County sales tax go as it was, because it would just be a continuation, and it benefits the largest amount of people. It benefits the entire county. So, but yeah, we were kind of blindsided. They talked us into letting them take charge and get the paperwork submitted to the Attorney General and this one thing and another, and then the next thing I know, they said, no, if you want the sales tax, yeah, you can go on your own. And you know how that's going to go. The citizens aren't going to pass two sales tax proposals.
Right, because I think, if I remember, you guys had thought about doing one here for this election too, but then when that one came about, you guys changed your mind.
What's that again, Brandon?
Wasn't it the will of the commission earlier this year? You guys were also looking at possibly having this on the ballot for the Riley County sales tax, but then when the city decided to go ahead and do that, you guys pulled back on that decision?
Well, we decided to hold off a year because it didn't sunset for, you know, with everything going on right now, Commissioner Ford had mentioned to Commissioner Rodriguez and myself, too, that it'd probably be a good idea just to wait a year to put it on this, on there because of everything that was with COVID-19 and all the expenses, that it would be easier for people to assimilate and things. So initially, we had opted to not put it on the ballot this year. We had never decided not to put the sales tax on because we've shown how well the county has used that money. We've used it 100% for each project that we promised the taxpayers that we would do it for.
Okay, very good. We got to take a break here. We'll come back more with Ron Wells, Riley County Commissioner, here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.